بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The etiquettes of reciting the Quran. Number one, the intention should be sincere. One's intention for reciting the glorious Quran should solely be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, the intention should be sincere. One's intention for reciting the glorious Quran should solely be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. So as I mentioned, seeing as we have a short time, we will just choose every day a different whichever verse it comes to mind, and we will tafsir of that will be done inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This verse is very famous. We regularly hear it around the time of Ramadan, and it most definitely holds importance because it tells us the purpose and the point of Ramadan. To take full benefit from anything, you need to know its objective. You don't know the objective of something, or you know the objective but you don't work keeping the objective in mind. You don't achieve the desired result. Either you achieve zero result, or you don't achieve the full result. You don't achieve the full benefit. So if we want to benefit from the month of Ramadan, we need to understand the objective. And the objective of Ramadan, fasting specifically, and Ramadan generally, has been mentioned in this verse. What does this verse mean? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who believe, O believers, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting has been prescribed upon you. It has been made compulsory for you. Just like it was made compulsory upon the people before you, so that you gain taqwa. The objective has been mentioned here. And what is the objective? So in a nutshell, a person to get into Jannah, to be guaranteed Jannah, he needs two things. And this is a summary of entire Quran and Hadith, that he needs two things. One is Iman. He has to have Iman. And the second thing he needs is to empty his life of the disobedience of Allah. To empty his life of the disobedience of Allah. And when a person, his life is empty of the disobedience of Allah, Sharia calls this taqwa. So you have Iman and taqwa. And when you have these two, then as long as you hold firm to them, you are guaranteed Jannah and success in this world and the hereafter. Now Iman, alhamdulillah, we have. And in this verse, the believers, the people who already have Iman are being addressed. And they are being told that fasting and the month of Ramadan, it is a way of gaining taqwa. What does that mean? It's a way of gaining this ability. See, this topic actually requires discussion at length. But you and I, we are a large portion of deen, we practice upon it manually. What do I mean manually? We have to force ourselves. It's difficult. It takes a lot of mujahada. Sometimes extremely difficult. Sometimes we feel it is impossible. This taqwa, it's a quality within a person. And when, as this quality strengthens, then practicing upon deen and staying away from the disobedience of Allah becomes easier and easier. So you can say, a person without taqwa is like a person manually, he has to force himself to practice upon deen. A lot of the time he doesn't feel like doing it. Maybe salah time comes, he doesn't feel like performing salah. Maybe the time comes to control his anger, he doesn't feel like it. It's difficult at every step. And a person who has the nur of taqwa, for him it's relatively easy. He knows what he's doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is telling us that this is the main purpose of fasting. Fasting specifically and the month of Ramadan in general. That fasting, provided a person does it correctly. Provided a person does it correctly. And what is correctly? That number one, he makes sure the fast is correct, he stays away from eating, drinking, etc. But number two, he understands that when the purpose is taqwa, which is to stay away from the disobedience of Allah, then I will never gain the purpose if I am disobeying Allah Ta'ala during the fast, during Ramadan. So even more so than eating and drinking, he makes the point that my fast is empty of the disobedience of Allah. My Ramadan is empty of the disobedience of Allah. And if a person does this, and he does it correctly, then by the end of the month of Ramadan, to some degree or another, the nur of taqwa will have entered his heart. And final point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fasting has been prescribed upon you, just like it was prescribed, it was made compulsory for the people before you. Meaning Allah ta'ala is telling us, this is a tried and tested technique to gain taqwa. The people of the past, they had this as well. They practiced, the people that practiced upon it, they gained taqwa. And everyone knows something that is tried and tested. It's a safe route. It's the best option. So when this is the case, then let us also keep this the objective of Ramadan, which is gaining taqwa in mind. And let us fast according to that. Even, I don't have time to go into detail, but all the other ibadat of the month of Ramadan, they're all geared towards gaining taqwa. Tilawa, Taraweeh, Salah, all of them. So let us keep this point at the forefront of our mind. And let us make dua to Allah Ta'ala as well, time and time again, that, oh Allah, by the end of the month of Ramadan, grant me the nur of taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to understand this. Ameen.